The Jews who had been arrested and thrown out of their apartments were taken to the transit camp at Knollstraße 148. And from there, they were deported to concentration camps and death camps. The Jews from Munich and surroundings who were selected for deportation had to report to the transit camp. They never came out again. Once they were in, that was it. The camp was used until fall 1942. There were 18 huts, a latrine, a laundry, a canteen, a perimeter fence. There was a gate. The prisoners only passed through the gate when they went out to do forced labor at Lohhof or when they were deported. Our parents were allowed to visit occasionally, but they weren't allowed in. They had to stand outside the gate. I was 12 at the time, my brother 9, and my sister was not yet 4. There were 13 of us children, of different ages, without any organized supervision. School pretty much ended there. We still had a teacher, Herr Kessler, who came out to Milbertshofen. He applied for a bicycle so that he could come out to us at the camp, but it wasn't approved, and so lessons ended. But then, in summer 1942, a new regulation was passed saying that Jews in the German Reich were forbidden to attend school.
The ideology of the Nazis was the inequality of men. The growing discrimination led to increasing demoralization. People who have simply been neighbors for years are suddenly Jews, are no longer respected by friends, and non-Jewish children no longer play with their children. Then they have to leave their apartments and live in filthy huts in Milbertshofen. A week earlier, they still had an apartment with wardrobe, carpets, curtains. I can still see the people arriving in open trucks with mattresses, bundles, coats, sometimes with a fur collar, sometimes wearing jewelry. All that was taken from them. We were there for a long time because we weren't deported, but the others were only there for a few days or weeks, then they were taken away. When the camp at Milbertshofen was closed down, the remaining inmates were transferred to the home for Jews at Berg am Laim. The building was in Clemens Auguststraße, now St. Michaelstraße. It was part of the convent of the Merciful Sisters that the nuns had had to vacate. It wasn't like in Milbertshofen, because we came in contact with the nuns and could talk to them. We weren't allowed out, but it was a different atmosphere. And Jewish festivals were celebrated. But the Jews were deported to Theresienstadt in batches, mostly about 50 at a time. In March 1943, the few remaining children and inmates were able to leave the home for Jews Berg am Laim. We were allowed to return to our parents, who sublet two rooms in Damenstiftstraße.